The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis. For Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
Hey, we're back. Kinda. I'm here on the telephone. we talked to the engineer over the break, and it was fascinating. But we're still not back on the line, so we're trying to figure it all out. And if not this week, hopefully next week we'll get it all fixed up, and we should be good to go. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680. We're going just as normal, 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to Lee on the telephone. Morning, Lee. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Alan. I'm doing good. You sound fine. It's slightly different, but it all sounds good.
Good.
But Monday I did my commercial fishing. We've got a really strong bite up in the upper bay above Pools Island.
Right.
And we did the eeling thing, and we with the commercial, like I said, we can use the J-hooks, but it was interesting how well we did with those hooks and very few fish we gut hooked.
Well, good.
One thing, Alan, I did notice is most of the fish we caught were overfished for recreational fishing. They were over 24 inches.
Wow. That's a nice fish.
I'm just hoping the anglers out there are being gentle. You know, I use a Boga grip a lot of times for fish that I want to get back into the water rapidly. Not disturb them or touch them.
Did you see any dead discards from anybody while you were up there?
The thing I saw mostly was the commercial fleet. And I know the fish are there because there's about 15 commercial guys up there fishing, and they're zeroed in on it. And I know they're catching the stripers at the Bay Bridge too,
right?
And supposedly in the Patapsco, we tried again Tuesday before we went on our perch adventure, but we had mostly small fish. I wasn't doing that good. So Tommy and I just decided to do the perch thing. We started at the Key Bridge.
Yeah.
And just a heads up there, they're doing the demolition of the Key Bridge of the the asphalt in the upper part. So you gotta they got it marked off, so you have to stay within the shipping channel.
Got it.
But we ended up going all the way. I started at Bain Brothers. The key element with the white perch that I find is finding the riprap, the rocks.
Yeah.
And especially where it drops from 5 to 10 to 15 foot. If you get into that 5 foot and less, doesn't seem quite as good, but they like where it drops off. And they hang right up against the rock. It's interesting because a lot of the fish we cleaned had a little, I don't know, wanted to say blue crabs. My friend Tommy said they're mostly stone crabs. But regardless, there's a lot of perch inside the key, as Tim said, and in front of, I can spill it. It's they're in front of Fort McHenry.
Yeah.
Time. And but there's a stretch in there that's very consistent because we actually anchored up on them and just sat and fished for hours.
Wow.
With a white perch up to 13 and a half inches. And it was an incredible bike. Tommy was using a double jig rig. I was using, not too many people throw it. It's called a cicada. It's a little metal blade bait.
That's a blade bait. Yeah, that's a very popular bait. Guys use that in the reservoirs in lieu of the old, what was the old metal jig that they used to use? Doggone it.
I remember calling it a gay blade or something like that.
Yeah, it's a blade lure, but it's very, I mean, it's fun to fish because you feel every vibration. When a fish hits, it just stops.
I like it because it's easy.
Yeah, it is easy. Drop it over and bring it back up. Yep.
Well, one thing I found, the heavier size, I think I was throwing a half ounce yesterday, and they weren't quite as shallow yesterday.
Right.
So I was throwing it out in the 10 to 15 foot, and we were dredging up, I mean, some beautiful 10-inch plus white perch. And on a good note, we were catching quite a few small rockfish. Everybody's always wondering where these rockfish are, but if anybody fishes around that Fort McHenry area a lot, it's literally a sanctuary of small rockfish. We call it the nursery.
Yeah.
In that area.
I fished there off Fort McHenry with Tim on one perch trip, and we did pretty well right there. So are you using on that blade bait? What did you call it, cicada?
It's called cicada is the brand.
Yeah, did you have a particular color? I know they come in gold and silver, and they've got different colors with them and that type of thing.
I use silver because that's just what I had in my box, but the green works good, the gold works good. Yeah, any color.
Yeah.
As far as the jig, the chartreuse twister tails seem to be the best on a double rig with two 16-ounce jig heads.
I got it. I'm sure shad dart would work. Shad dart would work as well, wouldn't it?
I've never tried a shad dart, but I would imagine for somebody, where you really want to catch them, a shad dart tipped with a piece of bloodworm or something like that would really be a bonus. But I imagine just a plain shad dart would work fine. But these perch, not only they're across the way where they put the spoils for the harbor, along there's riprap, miles of riprap that go into the West Branch, and then at Bain Brothers, and then back in what we call Toothpaste Creek, they were back in there too.
Okay.
And the other good spot was the backside of the Grace Power Plant in Curtis Bay. So the perch are everywhere. It seems like wherever there's riprap that drops off is where the perch
is going to be. There's got to be perch, yeah. Wonder what they're feeding on. Wonder what they're feeding on there that attracts them. Did you say baby little crabs or what? What do you think it is?
The ones he cleaned, he called them. I don't know if a stone crab has two claws or one. A friend of mine, I gave a bunch of them to. He met me down at Boston Street and he sent me a picture, and he claimed they had two claws. Now, does a stone crab have two claws or one? I do not know.
I do not know.
They were some sort of crab. It was definitely
little crustaceans, I guess. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
Go ahead. I said we used to fish the honga. And it didn't matter what we were fishing for, whatever it was, there was always a piece of peeler on the bait. I mean, if we were fishing for trout, we're using ounce and a half bucktail, red, purple, white, purple or red worm, and a piece of peeler crab. The big bait made it look like something big to eat, and the peeler crab sealed the deal. So.
Any kind of a bloodworm or bait, just be a game on. Yeah. But we just like to stick with the lures because they're easy.
I'll tell you, I was using these fish bites, these bloodworm flavored fish bites.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know, quarter-inch piece, maybe not even that big. But they seem to work really well as a substitute plug worm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah. Another rig we were using was a jig head in tandem with a small Tony Aceta spoon.
I've heard
that. And
yeah.
They love the flash of that spoon. So that's another for the perch. But what a treat. I mean, we fully intended to fish for rockfish the first day, and you know, ended up perch, and we fish perch every afternoon this week. And another thing I really enjoyed, I put in at Boston Street in Baltimore.
Wow.
And there's a boat ramp there. Alan, it's clean. It's cleaned up and everything. Baltimore City is trash cans around, so it's much better. A lot of people frown upon going down into that area. It's clean. I mean, it's all professional people you see walking around. And
nice.
The highlight was coming in and hearing the bells of the ice cream truck.
A little jingle.
Getting my chocolate swirl on a waffle.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't see the former president there anywhere getting ice cream, did you? I heard he stopped a couple places the other day.
I did not. No, but I did. The mayor of Canton was there.
Oh, really?
You know, I don't know his name yet, but it's a good atmosphere down there. It's a nice boat ramp.
Family friendly place.
Clean.
That's good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's you get to see all the entertainment of the Inner Harbor there. Yeah, the taxi was out, and
that's great, man.
And sailboats. I had to watch all the sailboats. You know, they like to do circles around, so you have to respect that.
They do.
But,
yeah, they do. Yeah.
But quite a fishery in the harbor.
I stopped that on. Go ahead.
I don't know what the wanted to bring up. Maybe you always hear these warnings about mercury and the fish and whatnot that come out of that area. I don't know if that's still an issue. I mean, for pregnant women and whatnot, but I don't know. The fish, beautiful color and everything, and
good.
It sure tastes good.
Good. All right. Well, all right, buddy. Well, we're going to have to let you go. We've got other callers standing by, so we appreciate the update today, and we'll talk soon, I'm sure.
Okay. Take care, Alan.
All right, Lee. Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. Let's talk to Mike in PA. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Alan, and we're getting better anyway. And
good.
Doing okay. I'm 5 weeks into a double bypass surgery, and I guess you know some folks who have done that, and boy, they beat you up. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they do.
But
so no,
but anyway,
shooting for you, no recoil for you, I'm guessing, right?
No shooting for me today. And by the way, tomorrow is the 7th or 8th annual Shoot for the Cure cancer shoot down at North Carroll. The breast cancer shoot.
Okay.
And that's a big affair with lots of contestants, 100 targets, and lots of wonderful prizes, and very well attended. It's a really nice affair.
Good. I hope some of them are listening, because we've got, you know, the lovely and gracious Robin got me started on promoting some of these charity events, and it's kind of our contribution. So, the Connors Project, I don't know if you've ever shot that at Pintail, at 75 targets, coming up on Sunday, September 7th, benefits the Critchlow Adkins Children's Center. Rennie Gay, our local seafood guy and owner of Tidewater Guide Services, putting that on. His grandson, unfortunately, was lost in a drowning accident, and he gives back by donating every bit of the money, and I think it was $80,000 last year, to the Critchlow Adkins Children's Centers, who teach swimming to youth here in Talbot County. So that comes up on the September 7th, Sunday, And there's a crab feast that goes with that. And for more information, you can call Rennie at 410-310-8317. Or if you want this flyer sent to you, I'll be more than glad to do that. And then the folks at Stars and Stripes, that's coming up on October 11th. That benefits the Kent County Republican Central Committee. That's going to be at Schrader's Outdoors, and that's 50 targets and lunch. So anybody wants the Stars and Stripes shooting event, we can do that as well. And while we're doing the charity stuff, let's talk about September 8th. That's a Monday. That's a rockfish tournament now open to private boats. So give a Talisman Therapeutic Riding Center a call at 443-239-9400 or go on the website, Talisman Therapeutic Riding. And that's a day I'll be attending with the rockfish fishing and the crab feast afterwards, and then, of course, the silent auction and all the stuff that goes with it. So thank you for bringing those events up, Dave, and we'll be more than glad to promote some of those Sporting Clays events, too, as well, as long as they benefit a good cause. Okay?
Yeah, we know about those and attend some of them. By the way, if you're not doing anything tomorrow, we'd sure love to see you show up. It's very, very well attended. It's down off of Depot.
In Carroll County?
Down at Westminster. But the other thing is, yesterday, well, it's been the last 2 weeks, is the Grand American Trap Shoot out of Sparta, Illinois. And last night was the shoot-off for the Clay Target Championships. That was the singles.
Yeah.
You had to break 200 targets just to get in it.
Wow.
And I think 20 or 30 shooters had done that.
Wow.
And it went last night till past midnight. They went 300 targets. And our friend Brandon Deal, unfortunately, it was down to two guys, him and a guy from Missouri. They went 300 targets, and Brandon finally dropped one. And so the fellow from Missouri is the world champion. But that's amazing shooting. They had to get, they were close to 1,000 targets straight just to get where those two guys were.
Wow. Quite an accomplishment.
That's astonishing to think about.
It is. So, well, Dave, thanks for the call, for the update on the world of Sporting Clays. We appreciate it, and you have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you, Alan, and we'll keep recovering and go shooting when we can. Best of luck to you.
That's it. And I wish you a speedy and healthy recovery.
Oh, thank you, Alan.
Bye. All right, Dave. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 922-6680 is our phone number. What break are we on there, Mr. Aaron? Do we have something coming up on a break here soon?
Yes, we have our second break. But before we do that, can we talk to Jerry in Baltimore? We're making a pretty good time here. And
we can talk to Jerry in Baltimore. Absolutely.
Our friend Eric didn't have much good news for us. I don't think it's going to get much better.
That's right. Hello.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, just fine. Look, I'm approaching my eighth decade, but I remember I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and I bagged a rabbit. It's in Baltimore, and, you know, like between near the Patapsco Avenue. It was like the avenue wasn't there then. They hadn't built the Patapsco Avenue between Brooklyn and Westwood yet. But anyway, someone told me that in the summertime, rabbits, wild rabbits, carry some kind of disease or something that they lose when it gets cold and that you shouldn't eat them. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I'm not sure about the temperature, but rabbits are subject to a disease called tularemia, T-U-L-E-R-E-M-I-A, tularemia. And it is mostly incurable. And some rabbits are subject to it. You can check pretty easily if you have a rabbit that has a diseased liver. When you dress the rabbit, it would be best probably to discard that. But check on that before you go rabbit hunting if you're concerned about it. I've never been that concerned about it, but it is rare. It is rare, infrequent. And I'm not sure if there's a hot spot for it or not, but I've always been told about tularemia, but I've taken hundreds and hundreds of rabbits, and I'm still here. So
I see.
You know, that was my passion when I was a teenager, buddy. I mean, I grew up rabbit hunting, and I hunted with one of the best, the recreation director from my dad's nursing home up in Somerset County when he was administrator up there. Was a guy about from out of Washington State by the name of Earl Merringer. And Earl knew everything about rabbit hunting, where to find them in any weather. And we hunted them in every weather. We hunted them in the woods. We hunted them on cutover strip mines. We hunted them in swamps. We hunted them in hay fields. We hunted them in the, you know, just anywhere. And he knew where the rabbits sat. And we were extremely successful. The only thing about the guy is he carried a double-barreled 12-gauge shotgun under his arm and had no trigger guard on it. And every now and then he'd catch a button on his coat on that 12-gauge, and it would go off and shoot something in front of him, and then he'd get scared for a minute, but he never changed. So,
yeah, my father, same time, around that same time, I'm seven or eight years old, 52, 53 or so. He came home with a rabbit, and prepared it to, and I, you know, at that age, you have to eat what's put on the plate.
That's
know?
Right.
They tell you the kids in China are starving, so you, you eat everything on your plate. And it kind of, well, mildly traumatized me because I felt like I was eating the Easter Bunny.
Right.
But I survived. I lived. Look, I have a quick question.
Well, you know the answer. So you say you're the answer. Excuse me? You know the answer when there's something that you don't want to eat, and they pull out that people in China are starving. You know what to say, don't you?
No.
Let's help them out. Send them this.
Yeah, right. Well, that would have got me.
That would have got you backhanded, I'm sure.
I knew better to say that. So a quick question in closing. I heard you say you're coming to Baltimore. Can you tell me when and where?
I cannot at this moment. I don't know what my schedule is next week, but okay. I'll be glad to let you know. Do we have your number?
Yes.
Aaron can send that to me, and I'll give you a call. What part of town?
I don't know if you do. Once you hang up, I can give it to your the person on.
Oh, okay.
The call.
That'd be good. Yeah, that'd be good.
Thank you.
What part of town are
Thank
you?
Thank you, Alan.
What part of town are you in?
Oh, I live near St. Agnes, about two blocks south of St. Agnes, near St. Agnes, near Caton and Benson. I live on Benson Avenue. It's like senior housing, senior unassisted living, Catholic charities.
I got it. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Alan.
I appreciate it. You have a great day.
You as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Aaron, why don't we go to our break, play that little Hawk Optics recording, and I'll come in with my part. We'll go from there.
Hey folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optics systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
You know, Hawk Optics is known for creating some of the best crossbow scopes available for crossbow hunters, and this year Hawk has continued to improve upon the already impressive XB30 crossbow scopes. New for 2025 is the Hawk's XB30 Zoom FFP. The XB30 Zoom FFP brings first focal plane technology to the world of archery, allowing you to use the full magnification capabilities of your scope no matter the speed of your bow. Long gone are the frustrations of being stuck to a single power on your crossbow scope. Low light or close-up shots, zoom out. Long range shot, zoom in. Experience the full range of magnification and remain accurate with the XB30 Zoom FFP from Hawk Optics. This scope is sold in three models, depending on the speed of your crossbow. Available in speeds of 385 to 420, 425 to 465, and 470 to 510 feet per second. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, Apple Cracker Blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how.
All right. Are we back?
Yes, we are.
All right. Who's in Ocean City? Joe?
We have Joe in Ocean City.
Morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Thank you. My question is, I have a sister-in-law. Her husband passed away, and he has a gun collection.
Okay.
And she's wondering how best to get rid of it.
All right. Did you leave your number with Aaron? Let me call you after the show, or whenever it's convenient. Or Aaron, can you share my number with him? You have my phone number, right?
Absolutely. Joe, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll grab your information from you, and then we'll share that with Alan, and Alan will be able to help you after the show.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Joe. Appreciate the call. So, yes, what to do with a gun collection? Well, I'm always interested. I've been to some places and seen some guns. Every now and then I'll buy one, buy two. But there are a lot of things that people can do. You are not going to get what you think you're going to get for your guns, or maybe you're going to get more, depending on the guns. And I can't sit here and give you different values and things like that. Some dealers will put them on consignment and sell them for you. You're going to wait for your money. Other dealers can put them on one of the online services and sell them for you, but it's going to cost you a pretty good commission, not only to the dealer, but also to the online service. So there's a lot of different things, and it just takes a minute to talk to the person about what they want to do. You know, there are some of our sponsors who will buy guns and gun collections and things like that, and you've heard that in the spot. And so there's just a whole lot we can do, and I'll discuss all that with Joe when we get in touch with each other. So that's where we are. Any other callers on the line there, Aaron?
We are all caught up.
All caught up. Good. Glad to hear that. So, all right. Well, we're going to keep trying to connect this machine. It looks like we have to put a new IP number on the station to actually the location for the station. The IP address disappeared off of this machine. We've got that. I'm just having trouble connecting, and I might have to, you know, wait till after the show. Aaron, if you're going to be around, I'll try and connect it again when the show's over. It's hard to do during the middle of the live show, if you can understand. You know, everybody will understand that. So, because it does require a little typing and a little searching around on this on the keyboard on the machine. So we'll keep doing that. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I did reload the DNR app. There's a new app for Maryland Department of Natural Resources. If you have the old app on your phone, I urge you to reload the new one because the old one won't work after a little while. It may not work now. So you have to uninstall that on your phone and then go to your Play Store or wherever you get your apps. I'm not sure what that is on a Mac or an iPhone. I have an Android. But go to your go to where you load your apps and look for MD Outdoors, MD Outdoors, and load that, and it will load right up. And what I found was very interesting that it goes back years and years and years with every deer in my trophy room, every deer that I've checked in either on the phone or on the app. And I've got a list of all of them now, which I didn't have before. So that went back into the system and reloaded all your information. And I'm very happy with the way it worked. And you can buy a license online. You can check the news releases online. You can check the regulations online right there on your phone through the new app. It's MD Outdoors. And that's a new app. And that's a new where location if you go on your computer, MD Outdoors, that's where you can buy your license, which I did, and I've applied for the lotteries and got all my stamps and everything else. And on the app, now on my phone, I can see everything that I've got, all that. And I'm not saying don't carry your physical license, but carry your physical license with you. But if you need to prove that you have a license, you have the proof right there on the app. If you ever stopped and checked, you say, look, I've got a license, but you know, you are required to carry your license, a signed copy of your license. You're also required to carry a photo ID when you're hunting. And you're also required to have written permission on any private property where you hunt. If you're hunting public land, you need to access the public land and get a parking permit and permission to hunt on the public property. Some of the public property, you've got to call ahead of time and reserve your spot because some of them are limited, like some of the public property in Cecil County. And some of the other properties around, you need to call and make a reservation so that they know you're going to be on the property. So if you don't have that, you could, you know, you could have some minor consequences, and we don't want any of that to happen. So get everything you need for public property. We've had a couple deer come in. We have a picked-up division for white-tailed deer and for Maryland black bears. And people want to get their, you know, their deer measured. If they want to enter the record book, we're going to have a confirmation number for that. Well, if you found a deer skull with the antlers attached, you have to have a non-hunting tag for that. And you can get that number very easily online. And we need that to register your animal for the record book. So we've been faced with that a few times. Sometimes people bring it in and they'll get it measured and it won't meet the minimum score, and they'll say, well, I'll just take it home. Well, okay, take it home, but you're still at risk because you still have to have the number for that animal. So yeah, even if you have it in your house, and that's how that works. That's a good management tool for not only keeping the record, but for Department of Natural Resources, and I don't fight with them on that. And I know people who shed hunt, who pick up what they call deadheads, which are animals that have been killed by hunters and lost or died from EHD or something like that, and they want to keep the antlers, the racks. And I've done it myself. I have one myself that I've gotten the number for. So, and it's called a non-hunting tag. So it's all very good information. Let's see. What time are we there? 6:50. Okay. Okay, Joe, I've got your number. I'll give you a call. Very good. Okay, so phones are wide open here for a few minutes. I think we have time for another caller for our last little break at 410-922-6680. I didn't talk about catfish. I didn't talk about menhaden, but a little bit about menhaden. You know, this omega protein operates out of Virginia, and they have to stay 3 miles offshore in New Jersey and in Maryland. And Delaware, they have to stay 3 miles offshore. But in Virginia, they are not required to stay 3 miles offshore. So omega protein can sit right in the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay in Virginia waters and harvest all the menhaden they want. They are now coming under scrutiny from the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. The whole menhaden fisheries, which are alewife, bunker, whatever you want to call them, menhaden. That's a primary bait fish in a huge, huge part of the Chesapeake system for feeding not only our striped bass, but, you know, some other things like ospreys and dolphins and things like that. It's a big food source. Omega protein captures 51,000 metric tons, which is 2,200 pounds, of menhaden, which translates to 112 million pounds of menhaden. You figure that a alewife weighs anywhere from 8 ounces to a pound. Just say they're all big fish and they all weigh a pound. 112 million pounds, 112 million individual fish, and it's probably closer to double that, are captured in these big purse seines. The schools are spotted from spotter planes up in the air. They direct a ship to surround the school of menhaden with a purse seine. They surround it. They bag the entire catch of menhaden and pull it aboard. God knows what the bycatch is. It could be anything. It could be striped bass. It could be cobia. It could be bluefish. It could be any recreational fish you can think of. In Virginia waters, this is permitted. Omega protein is owned, I think, by a Canadian company, if I'm not mistaken. and they were sued by the federal government and won their lawsuit. So this is a big take. This is a big concern for anglers, and not only anglers, but there are commercial watermen here who are allowed to use pound nets for them and so forth here in Maryland waters, and I'm not sure how their catch is, but it's a giant concern for recreational fishermen here in the Mid-Atlantic. So the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission has taken a look at it. There may be further regulations put into play, but we'll see how that goes. So a big article on that if you want to just use your search engine to find Menhaden or Menhaden News or Omega Protein, something like that. There's tons of information out there online that's available to you. So as far as I know, there's been a grant of, I believe, $6 million on the blue catfish to process blue catfish here in Maryland. A couple of the politicians were at the processing plant on Tillman this past week or so to announce this new plan.
Hey, Alan,
to
help. To interrupt you.
Yes,
I just wanted to
Aaron.
Make sure that you knew we got to get to the break in the next minute or two.
Oh, well, why don't I just wrap this up and say, you know, if you want to use a search engine to talk about, you know, Chesapeake blue catfish, you'll find more information on that, too. Maybe we'll delve into it a little bit here. So it's been a difficult show, ladies and gentlemen, talking on the phone for 2 hours and trying to coordinate with Aaron and everybody else. And we appreciate your patience. We appreciate your sticking with us here. So let me tell you about our friends at Backyard Billy's one more time. I don't need to tell you a whole lot because they've been our sponsor for a long, long time. But if you need anything for your backyard, tables, chairs, Adirondack chairs, if you need a barbecue grill, if you need furniture, if you need a swing set for the kids, if you need a shed, if you need a greenhouse, if you need a dog kennel, a chicken coop, a pergola, or a gazebo, they've got all that in Backyard Billy's backyard. And the big stuff, like the sheds, can be delivered free within and set up free within 60 miles or free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So Backyard Billy's, we just love dealing with them. They're a great place, to go, a great place to shop. And we invite you to stop by there, too. And don't forget, Hearth America has all those fireplace inserts and freestanding wooden pellet stove. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now, our friends at Clyde Sport Shop, they are your full-line Browning dealer, and they've got some fantastic Browning firearms. The newest ones right now are the new 20-gauge, yes, 20-gauge A5, and that's the recoil inertia-driven system, and it's got a beautiful gloss-finished Turkish walnut stock with a vertical grip, 18 lines per inch checkering, a gloss black anodized receiver finish, fiber optic front sight. It's the A5 Hunter in 20-gauge. It's a new 20-gauge model. And one of my favorites that I'm looking at is the BLR. If you love lever-action guns, and they've got a renewed popularity right now, the BLR Lightweight 81 Stainless Takedown. Takes down into two parts, a non-reflective satin nickel receiver finish. Go check it out with the True Glow Marble Arms fiber-optic front sight, the barrels drilled and trapped for an optional scout-style scope mount, and swivel studs, gray laminate, beautiful gun. Check out all the calibers at Clyde Sport Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydeSportShop.com is the website. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories, it's Clyde Sport Shop, open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Folks, I want to thank you for indulging me today and sticking with me through these technical difficulties, as you always seem to do. Appreciate the encouragement through the text, through the phone calls, and so forth. We'll get this fixed. Next week, we'll be in Garrett County, and hopefully we don't have to do it from the phone again. We can get connected at the hotel where I'm staying up there in Frostburg. They assured me that we could. So, listen, your family's the most important. Love your family. Love the Lord. And we'll see you, same place, same time, next week.